Words of Life Devotional. Tuesday, 13th January, 2026. Reverend Eco Eschen. Topic: You are a co-worker with God. Scripture 2 Corinthians 6:1. The New King James Version. We then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. We are workers together with God. What an honor and wonderful privilege it is to be called upon to be a co-worker with God. What a glorious opportunity you and I have to be partners with God in His business. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as a young man, once emphasized His passion and involvement in the Father's business when His mother Mary and Joseph, His father, were looking for Him after a yearly Passover festival. Luke 2:49 tells us that, "And He said to them, 'Why did you seek Me? Did you not know that I must be about My Father's business?' Indeed, our Heavenly Father has a business. It is basically the business of building up believers in Christ Jesus, organizing them into churches, and working through the church to bring salvation through Christ Jesus to the unsaved world. That's part of the reason why we are reminded in today's verse that we are co-workers with God. Our Father has given us an important role to play in what He is doing in the earth today. It is important for you to recognize that your walk with God should not be focused only on getting your needs met, but also on making yourself available as a worker that God can work with in His business. You must see yourself, therefore, not only as a child of God with rights and privileges from your Heavenly Father to be enjoyed, but also as a servant or minister of God with work to do as a co-worker with your Father, which you must carry out. Be mindful, therefore, that the Father expects you to walk in this awareness of being His co-worker. This is both a rare privilege and a responsibility. He also wants you to be willing and available at all times and at any place for Him to work with and through you to be a blessing to others, both believers and unbelievers. One thing you can be assured of is this: as long as you are willing and available for Him to work with you, He will supply the resources you need and partner with you for great success. The experience of the apostles and disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ in Mark 16, verse 20, confirmed this. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. The New King James Version. Hallelujah. The Lord worked with them. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was physically absent, He was spiritually present in and through them by the person of the Holy Spirit and worked with them successfully. Supernatural power, signs, and wonders accompanied their ministry partnership, just as our Lord Jesus Christ promised earlier. It is time to say with Isaiah, "Here I am, Lord, use me." Confession. I acknowledge the privilege and honor of working with my Father in His business. I have become His co-worker in the business of building His church and winning souls. I affirm that the Spirit of God dwells in me and has anointed me with supernatural abilities to function effectively as a worker with my Father. I am sufficiently enabled to serve as a minister of God. Further reading, Luke 10:1-3 and verse 9-11. The New King James Version. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again, saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link. https. Ecovation. LifeConventionMinistries.org. Salvation Invitation